You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, we spent so much time earlier talking about coffee. We neglected to point out today is National Iced Tea Day.
I know. I was going to put that in the next trending and give you a little shout out. Give you a little shout out. Dom drinks gallons and gallons and gallons of iced tea.
Gallons. I cannot get enough of the iced tea.
He urinates easily 8 hours a day. Under the sea.
I gotta pee.
So much urine. It's unbelievable.
But it's refreshing urine, I'll tell you that.
What's your go-to flavor for the iced tea? Is it still
pure
like a
black tea?
Look at that. Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Yeah, just English breakfast tea is the way to go. But they, there's a company that makes... here's the thing. Am I being bamboozled? There's a company that makes a tea that they sell as prepared for iced tea rather than hot tea. And I'm like, isn't tea? Maybe
tea
I'm being...
tea. I don't know. Maybe there's a special...
I don't know, but they say this is specially formulated, Jeremy.
I've got some of those boxes that they say it's just made for cold brew, like tea or iced tea.
Maybe they know what they're talking about.
I have a peach one. I like.
You know, we are as consumers, we'll buy anything. Hey, it's made for iced tea specifically.
It's faster.
I gotta get it. And it is decaf, so yeah. I can drink gallons of it and be just fine. Yeah. Let's talk about something else. Right. In 26 minutes, roughly, we're going to call out another winning name in the salary side hustle. Barbara from Brighton is on the clock at the moment, and she's looking to add to her winnings, or you could step in and start your own little trail of winnings. Sign up at mix100.com. Mix100.com. We've pointed out before that doing a morning radio show, the number one question we always get is, what time do you go to bed or what time do you get up? We get those all the time. And we realize that people who are in various occupations, there is generally that one question that they always get. And I love that Jeremy posted this. Yeah, was it yesterday, right? And the response was huge.
I put this on my Facebook yesterday. I like to put like kind of a goofy slash intriguing slash fun question on my Facebook every day to keep things kind of lighthearted. And the question was, name your occupation, followed by the question you get asked the most. And I got 4,500 comments on this, Dom. I'm going to give you a few of them. Sophie says, I'm a tattoo artist. The question is, have you ever tattooed yourself?
What's the answer? I gotta know.
I gotta know, too.
Sherry, the answer has to be yes.
Ah, you would think so. Jesse is an electrician. Can you guess?
Ever been electrocuted?
That's the one.
Okay. That's a fun game, is we can guess the question.
All right, here's Sherry. She's in 401k customer service.
Oh. Is your job interesting?
No, Dom. It's not a dad joke segment. No, the question is, what should I invest in?
Oh, yeah. What stock should I buy? All right.
Lee, this is funny. Leah, she says, I'm unemployed.
What do you do all day?
What do you do all day?
I love this game. By the way, while Jeremy's reading these off, you've got to call us. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649, and let us play this game with you. You tell us what you do for a living, and we will guess the number one question that you get. 691-1649.
And I think you and I are guilty of most of these when people call in and say what they do.
Of course.
And like if Pam were to call in and say that I'm a chef.
What's the best thing that you make or your favorite thing to make?
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Okay.
Darren is a graphic designer.
I don't know what that one would be.
Can you design a logo for me?
Oh.
Michelle's a meteorologist. Do you?
What's the forecast?
Yeah, what's the forecast, or do you make up the weather is one of them.
Well, we know they do.
You totally do all day long. Is there any other ones I want to give you? Chef, graphic design, electrician. Paul is a middle school teacher. Why would you do that job? Why would you teach such a horrible age group?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll give you one more. Tammy's a Lyft driver.
So the thing that I always ask is, A, who's the most famous person you've ever driven around? Mm-hmm. Or Do people give you good tips?
So we're good. We're different. Her main question is, aren't you scared of strangers in your back seat?
Oh, right.
Which is a solid question. I know we have full lines. I want to give you this one really quick because this is from Greg. He says he works at the Postal Service. He's a letter carrier. Let me just roll through these, as you can imagine. No bills today, okay? Got my lottery check? Ever been bitten by a dog? Why are you so late? Hot enough for you? Let me save you some steps. You can keep the bills, and you can keep the junk mail.
Every day.
He gets all those every day. No bills today, okay? Okay. Kudos to you, Greg.
Now I'm trying to desperately search my memory banks to see if I've ever asked.
You keep the junk mail.
Here's Taylor on the phone. Good morning, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, you.
I can't help it. I'm thinking about the letter carrier before I moved was Jason. He was the greatest guy. And now I have to wonder if I ever said any of those
things.
You
know you did.
I don't know.
You got my lottery check today?
Probably the bills one.
Yeah.
Hey, you take the bills yourself.
I'll take the rest.
Taylor, what do you do for a living?
I'm a mobile dog groomer.
A mobile dog groomer. Okay.
I would say it's, have you ever been bitten?
That's the one.
That's definitely, there's a lot that people say, but
top
that's
five.
Definitely one of them, but that's not,
How about just, can you groom my dog?
That's also another one.
Oh, we're not, what are the ones that you get, real quick?
Can you groom me too? Everybody's always asking us if we can give them a haircut.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know what?
Can you give me a bath?
They say it real slow.
And what do you answer?
But those other two are great too.
Yeah, you didn't get, what is your answer usually to those people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Not today.
All right, what are the other two quickly?
Do you ever get bit? Yeah. Someone always asks you if you can do a puppy cut, and a puppy cut is not a thing. Let me just put that over the air right now. Anyone who ever says that they want a puppy cut on their dog, not
all
a
right.
thing.
We don't know what that means.
No,
but
no
listen,
idea.
Thank you for that. Thank you for
thank
making
you.
Us laugh. That's funny. I'm glad you called. Here's Bear. Hello, Bear.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Wonderful. Dude. Thank you. What do you do?
I work in information technology.
IT.
Well, I don't know if there's... I'm trying to
they
think
probably
if there's
ask you what's
specific.
Wrong with their computer, right?
Yeah.
Can you fix my computer?
Can you fix
yes,
it?
Yeah. 100% of the time.
I think I have a virus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, stop surfing porn and you'd be all right.
There is that, Dom. Knock it off, Dom.
Shut up. Bear, thank you for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate it. Here's Brandy. Hi, Brandy. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Morning.
All right, so first of all, what do you do?
I am a pharmacy technician.
Oh, well,
have these all the time.
Everyone who ever calls at the radio station, I always say, "What if you could steal, one of the prescriptions, which one would you take?" That's mine.
And then I always ask, which drug's the most popular?
So what do you get?
Normally I get, can you hook me up?
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Did our producer Josh ask you that?
Have you tasted them all?
Have you tasted them
tasted
all?
Tasted them all.
Oh my God. So what is the most popular one, Brandy?
Definitely can you hook me up. As soon as they find out.
No. What's the most popular pill that you're handing out? That your people are prescribing?
I don't know.
Dispensing, yeah.
It varies on the day.
All right. Listen,
all right,
I'm glad
Brandy.
You called us. You have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Are we at about 50%, I think? Here's Robert. Robert, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What do you do?
I am a traveling wind turbine technician.
Whoa.
God, would it be, do you have your own windmill? Do they ask you that?
No, I've never actually gotten that one.
Do they really knock birds out of the sky?
That's definitely a common question, probably in the top four.
All right, what's number one?
How tall are they?
Oh,
what's the answer?
They're huge.
I'm afraid of heights, but generally they're about 303 feet tall.
300 feet.
Massive.
I've seen that video of the guy who's sitting up on top working. Is that you?
No, I'm not in that video.
He sells them.
It's definitely
No, but I mean, is that like your job? Do you go up there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
That would freak me out.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, the second most common question is if I'm afraid of heights, and the answer is most definitely yes.
What a smooth place to, like, take a date or something, you know? Like, what a cool date. Like, I'm going to take you somewhere. And
until
you,
his hands are slippery.
I'm just saying, you take her to a wind turbine, you climb to the top and have a little picnic on top of it. That's pretty cool. Weird. I'd do that.
I guess you could probably sneak that in.
Yeah.
Robert, I'm glad you called us. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, minus the whole picnic thing. I mentioned picnic.
Right.
Even if it's on top of a wind turbine, I'm not going to no picnic.
I ain't going to no picnic. Here's Allie on the phone. Allie, what do you do for a living?
I'm an ICU nurse.
It's a nurse. Do they ask you, the number one question, how you keep from getting sick?
I do get that a lot, actually, yeah.
Have you ever passed out?
No one's ever asked me that.
So what's the number one question?
Actually, I was going to say, usually people ask me if I get to take drugs home.
Oh,
what's the answer?
And if it's not that, then it's usually, do you have to work with poop?
Right, was going to be my next one. Have you ever pulled anything out of anyone's rear end?
It's the bedpan. Wait a minute. Yeah. Go back to the one about taking stuff home. Do you do that?
No.
What would you take home? Like a spleen?
No, there's all sorts of supplies.
Supplies.
They're asking about drugs.
Just mostly drugs,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You got to check that stuff out, right, with your little scan gun and stuff. You just can't get in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a fingerprint. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll ask you what I asked the pharmacy people. If you could take one prescription drug home, which one would you take?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe just something... I don't know. If there was a pill that could make me like wake up and just be like a total rock star because I work night shifts, that'd be cool. But I don't ever have to give those at the hospital. Usually we give pills to make them fall asleep.
Right. Well, I'll take a few of those. So palm a few of them for Dom. Allie, thank you for the call. We're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly. One is Tanya. Hi, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What do you do?
I'm a bilingual elementary school teacher.
Elementary school. Jeremy, you've got elementary kids. What's the number one question?
Well, I think I'd focus more on the bilingual. What's the other language?
Right, yeah. That's probably the number one. It is Spanish.
There you go.
Okay.
And then probably, how do you say cuss words in that language?
I didn't learn very many of those, actually.
Well, you better get on it, Tanya.
Never too late to pick them up, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, don't say them.
Tanya, thank you very much for being on the show. We're going to squeeze one more call in because we're running behind. Sarah, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. What do you do?
I clean houses for a living.
Oh, well.
Okay, so there's two that pop into my head. I don't know about Jeremy. If I could read Jeremy's mind, his question is going to be, have you ever taken anything?
No, that wouldn't have been mine.
Because I know the way Jeremy thinks.
No, it wouldn't have been mine.
What's yours?
Have you ever found anything naughty?
So that's a yes.
That one, I'll just leave no comment.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Yes. Do you have to act like you're not seeing it? Yeah, you like dust around it?
Or do you dust it?
You just kind of go with it.
Really?
Dude, if it's good, it's got no dust on it.
Very true. Very true.
All right.
What's the number one question you get before we have to run?
So when I get home, who cleans your house?
Of course.
Right.
Yes.
Sarah, we appreciate you. I hope you have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much, guys.
See you later.
All right. We have the greatest listeners in the world.
Good people. That was
great.
That
was fun.
That was fun.
I enjoyed the hell out of that.